Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We don't make this stuff up. Believe me, I wish we were. Believe me. Believe me. Believe it. But when I get this info, I'm going to tell you, no matter what happens, you can be guaranteed of that. No matter what happens, I will go 100%, period. And that's it. Excuse me. The reason I start yelling, folks, is this is life and death stuff, okay? And my adrenaline just goes crazy because at a subconscious level, I realize this is combat, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. It's not good to serve evil. All these globalists look like reanimated corpses, and they all just get off on destruction and power, and their empire is collapsing, sucking America down with it, and they're not going to let it collapse without starting World War III. That's what all this is about.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Contact light. Has landed. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
You know my website, it's InfoWars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. You've got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted email, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's InfoWars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
Right out with me. Right out with me.
Anybody tries to get in the way of the incredible plan the big guy's got for us has got me pissed, and I'm just begging to stay on the team, man.
Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
We are going to do InfoWars. Yeah.
Okay, but. Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready?
There's no words there. To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
Alex Jones is going to do a new broadcast.
All right, go, go. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Do it live!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
coming back with some big surprises today. Believe it.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, September 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live for the next 4 hours ahead of the War Room. Owen Schroyer, the host of the War Room, isn't here. He's going back to St. Louis, Missouri to spend a week of well-deserved time with his family before he's put in federal prison for peacefully trying to stop people going into the Capitol. Speaking of that, new video has emerged of Ray Epps commanding the second breach, not just the first breach, but the second breach into the Capitol. Of course, he's just been charged with a misdemeanor because of massive pressure and people pointing out that he appeared to be above the law. Obviously, we're going to talk some about the so-called Republican debate last night. I watched almost all of it. I also covered it live on air with Stephen Crowder and his crew. And they said a lot of good things about families and the attacks on families and securing the border. But a lot of bad things were said, like, hey, let's fight the Russians over there so we don't fight them over here. And garbage like that. They all ganged up, or most of them ganged up on Trump. Ramaswamy didn't. It was something else, and it gave a lot of fodder, obviously, to the Biden campaign, who's already using clips of DeSantis and others attacking Trump in ads they're flooding television and the Internet with right now. But the big takeaways for me were the fact that no one's discussing there aren't going to be Democrat Party debates. That's the level of election control and fraud the deep state is showing up with O'Biden. And they are getting Big Mike ready. Roger Stone's been proven correct. I thought it would be Newsom. They've got him waiting in the wings. So they get, it'll be a combination, Newsom, Big Mike. But we're going to find out very, very soon. But the inside baseball we've known for a while, they've been trying to get Biden to step down for a year. He won't do it. To call Biden a puppet's not really accurate. He's more like a placeholder, a very corrupt individual, obviously, and a pervert, and a congenital liar, as we all know. But he and his wife do like the power and the prestige and all the money they can squeeze out of people with bribes. And so this is going to be very, very interesting. But I really think there's a good chance they're going to bust a cap in old Joe, old Corn Pop. He's going to bust a cap at him. I hope that doesn't happen. We stand against that. Turn him into a martyr. Plus, he, again, is just a placeholder. But I see that in the cards. Also, they're all over the news. General Milley was trending at the top of Twitter last night, going on 60 Minutes, and saying, oh, how dare Trump imply that he should be charged with treason. Or saying, don't worry, I've got the nuclear codes, not Trump. He said that to folks, and calling up the head of the communist Chinese military and saying, don't worry, I'm in command, not Trump. That is completely illegal. And his disgusting response about, I don't care if Trump wants me dead, which isn't what Trump said, because I'm an American patriot and I'll do anything for my country. And how dare him attack the entire armed services by attacking me? This basic sophomore level psychology, very sophomoric. But that's what this traitor does. This guy has presided over the destruction of the U.S. military, the purge of the military, the poison shots of the military that Trump opposed. He opposed making them forced. I'm not saying Trump's perfect in the matter, far from it. But compared to this guy, he's certainly a lot better. And then I just remembered when I saw these clips last night that were going viral of Milley and his minions. You know, oh, he wants to kill me and all this. Just yesterday, I played a compilation from 3 years ago when Trump was still in office before they stole the election. And we have 5-minute clips and 3-minute clips and 2-minute clips of just solid people saying the deep state's going to kill this guy. We're going to kill this guy. Trump's guilty of treason. He's a Russian agent, which, of course, is totally fake. And the charge for treason is death. That's the only consequence is death. It's the only thing in the law. It's death. So Trump needs to die. You all heard it. Do you need me to play it again? Everybody remembers him doing it ad nauseum. But what I'm going to do is, I haven't asked yet, I'm going to ask McBreen or one of our other great editors to grab, and we already have the reports on the computer, and just cut out the parts where they say the deep state's going to kill this guy, the deep state's going to get this guy, the only penalty for treason is death. This is Democrat lawmakers on TV and pundits. And then cut to Milley saying, it's so terrible that Trump said that I'm guilty of treason. And that's what he said. And of course it's true. General Milley was not elected. General Milley is not the commander-in-chief. General Milley is a race-baiting, critical race theory, transgender-promoting, force injection-promoting, training the military for war of the American people. He helped get the military to refuse Trump, and Trump could have overrid him, but he didn't, putting 10,000 National Guard on the streets for January 6th. He is complicit in all of this. If you really want to look at a failing, it's Trump, because the military, the people control it, and people like Milley keep putting the story out that Trump hates the military, and Trump hates the troops, and no, Trump hates senseless war and people getting hurt for no reason. So they put that talking point out that Trump hates the military. No, we all know who hates the military. And I know Trump pretty well. I know people that know him really well. He has a very delusional, I'm being honest, being nice here, but it's the truth, almost sycophantic worship of the military he got from his dad. And he was also at a military academy. That they're the best Americans and they're John Wayne at the top. He was naive, like most Americans are, that the top of the military has been seized by the globalists. Our military knows it better than anybody. They're great people on average, some of the best out there. And nobody's taken away from their service, even though sometimes it's been misdirected. We appreciate you. But the people claiming they represent America and all this are garbage. And Trump has said this now. He says, I'm not naive anymore. I know how Washington works. I know who controls the major agencies, including the Pentagon now. I mean, Eisenhower was the former Supreme Allied Commander, and he warned you about the people getting control of the military in 1961, his farewell address. He wasn't anti-America. He wasn't anti-military. Anybody that knows history knows, look at Rome, look at Venezuela, look at Nazi Germany, look at, you better have control of your military, and you better have people in there that are loyal to the Constitution and their oath and understand that they should not follow illegal orders. But instead, we have the Border Patrol videos where they're telling them, we don't like bringing in pedophiles and letting them go. We don't like it. Well, it's your order just to follow the law. The law says, and Biden says, you bring them in and you turn them loose. So they use this over and over and over and over again. So we're going to be laying all of that out today. Also, ABC News reporter who debunked Pizzagate faces life in prison for child rapes. And then something really interesting and informative. Craig Jones is arguably the top MMA grappler in the world and lives here in Austin. He's an Australian. I've got to know him. He's a friend of mine. Really smart, funny guy. Joe Rogan and I have gone out and seen some of his matches together. And he's lived here now 3 years. He's been on the show a few times. I've been on his show. He was here yesterday. Let's skip this break. And we were talking about the time that Eddie Bravo was going to choke me out like 5-6 years ago on one of Joe Rogan's podcasts. And Joe said, no, Eddie, don't do it. And I said, I haven't been choked out since high school. My dad choked me out once, too. Hey, I was like 13 years old, really aggressive for 13. Started talking back, turned the kitchen table over, and my mom jumped up, got my face, and I pushed her. Boom, lights out, choked me out. My dad did a little too hard, too, broke blood vessels in my eyes. But the point was, is I was really tough for 13. So I don't blame him for getting me out as fast as he could. So I had a really bad temper. I said, I haven't been choked out since high school. And because I got choked out by somebody else one time. And he said, here, I'll do it. And man, choked me out in like 2 seconds. So that hasn't aired yet. He was taping for his podcast. And it's not some geeking thing we're doing, you know, just for views. It's very illustrative of how quick death could come or how easy we can die and what it was like. Because when I woke up after being under about 10 seconds, I didn't know where I was for a while. I was like, what's going on? What did I do? What's happening? And then it came back to me the next minute that they just...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. At 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Any of the people transmissions, six or seven, because they break it down on Twitter. I was just looking at that again this morning. It's in my stack. I was like, it's six or seven prominent journalists that debunked Pizzagate and said none of that was in WikiLeaks. And they did it by focusing on a pizza place to divert everybody off onto it. And some of the players that were involved in Pizzagate, the real Pizzagate, did go there. But then that was used as a distraction, kind of like, you ever been sitting there in your yard and a mockingbird lands and jumping around, chirping at you and acting like its wing's broken? Because it thinks you're a predator, but saying, come eat me. Because if you look in the bushes right around there, there's always a nest. And so we had the WikiLeaks. We had the Aleister Crowley stuff. Oh, we're going to meet you at the log cabin with the 6 and 7 year old kids. They're there for your pleasure. They should follow your orders. But remember, they're just 6 and 7 year old kids. I mean, this is hardcore. Obama wants, you know, $60,000+ in hot dogs delivered to his party. That means male prostitutes. I mean, it's all in there. So they just diverted off in the New York Times and CNN to like, oh, 4chan saying this is where it all happens at this pizza place, to divert everybody off. Well, here's one of the kingpins, folks. ABC News anchor who debunked Pizzagate faces life in prison for child rape, raping small children, seeking to rape more children. But the feds say go easy on him. Don't give him a sentence like Joe Biggs for walking in the Capitol or Enrique Ontario for having been there and no proof, no witnesses, they planned anything. No. Give Ray Epps a misdemeanor, too. You know, he said go into the Capitol. He said he orchestrated it and he helped bash giant signs into police to barricades. That's okay. And this guy, too, the actual sentencing recommendation is life in prison for child rape. But the feds, they only want 15 years for him. ABC News reporter who bragged about debunking Pizzagate faces life in prison after being convicted of sickening array of child sex crimes. James Gordon Meek. Think you want that guy to babysit your kids? James Jordan Meek, who had worked at ABC News for nearly 10 years until an investigation into his child crimes, sex crimes, led to his arrest, was convicted of federal charges of transporting and possessing child sex abuse material in July. And again, he reportedly and confirmed raped children and shot video of it. The prosecutors that tells Meek's actions in court papers that were filed last Friday, Inland prosecutors Zoe Bedell and Whitney Kramer wrote, he clearly sought out individuals across the internet for the specific purposes of sharing and expanding his child sexual abuse material collected for his sexual gratification. Why are they focusing on the child porn and not the child rape? You see the headline, child rape. They noted that Meek sent and received pornography of infants and toddlers as well as content depicting sadistic and misogynistic abuse of prepubescent children. It just goes on from there. I'm not going to read the rest of this. But you can see the media backpedaling on all this and not trying to go to the things he's really done. Child rape. But that's buried. Oh, by the way, child rape. Feds recommend 15-year prison sentence for ex-ABC News journalists found guilty of sadistic child porn, where they torture children. Speaking of torturing children, child porn, they have opened the impeachment of Joe Biden. Biden, there's a new video out, tells people to stop questioning COVID shots. We'll cover that when Craig Jones is in here with us. I'll give you my breakdown on what's happening with the Republican debate, but I mean, really not much. It's all overshadowed by Trump. He gets around 60% of the field against all the other candidates. They're the Lilliputians. They're the Tom Thumbs compared to him. They're the Keebler Elves. But the big takeaway is, where's the Democrat debate? Oh, they're saying they're not going to even let RFK on the ballot in New Hampshire and Iowa because he campaigned there. Their rules say you can't campaign. What? Their new rules. So they're tailoring everything for Joe Biden and his second basement candidacy if he refuses to step down. That's why they're allowing the corporate media to now attack Biden. He's fair game. Now they've indicted his son on a whitewash charge, but still they're beginning to apply the pressure. And, of course, the big news all over the place, Trump found guilty. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch, oh, witch. The witch, oh, witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. That's what they're saying. And they're like, he'll have his hotels taken. He'll have his golf courses taken, the judge says. The judge found him guilty of saying Mar-a-Lago was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the judge says it's worth $18 million, even though the tax rolls say it's worth way more. And people are ready to buy it for $300 million today. It's not worth that. And if they say he exaggerated the worth of something in some financial statement, why, it just says the headlines. Trump set to lose everything. Like, how does that happen? Well, a judge defaults you. That's what he did. The judge finds you guilty and then has a civil trial where they only put on their evidence. And then the jury comes back and says, we find him guilty, $3 million. And unlike me not having $1 million with their fake, you know, garbage, Trump's got it. And then they start taking his stuff. Taking over the hotels, taking over the golf courses, and they're all over the news. We're going to get your golf courses. We're going to get your hotels. You put on a form that Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million. Sure. Sure, they're selling two-acre vacant lots for $50 million. Sure, a three-bedroom across the street's worth $37 million. But this 150-something room, giant deal, incredible architecture, 20 acres on the water next to the golf course, it's worth $18 million. Two-acre vacant lot's worth $50 million? Okay. Sold last week, down the street, not even as good an area as that. It's very nice. It's the most elite area in Florida. But that is the elite of the elite. And they look at you and they say, nope, 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 nope. Trump's a liar. He's a fraud. He loses everything. Oh, question of mass shooting? Lose everything. Oh, judge says you're a fraud? Lose everything. That's what tyranny is. We're going to go to break. Please remember we're listener supported and something very exciting has happened. We have three of our best-selling products back in stock. They're going to sell out quick. We have a limited amount. PainMD, natural, powerful pain relief. HGH Max Boost, natural, super powerful, award-winning, private label of a top national seller. We sell it for about 30% less than it's sold in stores or online under our name, HGH Max Boost 2.0. And 1776 Testosterone Boost. It's amazing. All these together are powerful as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I thank you for shopping with us and your support. We have the political prisoner Trump shirts that are about to sell out. Those are limited edition. Just like Jones for President, they're no longer available. I told you it's limited edition. These are limited edition. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, the all-time bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need, the base foundation. Because all the other great supplements stack on top of that, but they're not going to work if you don't have the foundation. Everything you need, everything essential, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That'll be called Essential Fusion, because it is everything essential. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're going to go to break, come back with the General Milley treason news, and then Craig Jones chokes me out live on air. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show, the crew's put it together. I'm going to just show a few of the clips because it'll take 30 minutes to show them all. I mean, we've literally got that much. Leaders saying, we're going to kill Trump. He's guilty of treason. We're going to throw him out of the White House. He's in the military. He needs to be executed. And now he puts out on Truth Social that Milley is on 60 Minutes attacking him and all this stuff and doing this whole tour about to retire. And Trump says, the guy's guilty of treason. Going above my head to the communist Chinese and saying, don't worry, I got the nuke codes. Don't worry, Trump's not going to do anything. I'm not going to let him. And that's what he bragged and said he did. And remember Pelosi bragged, oh, don't worry, Milley promises us he won't let Trump set up martial law. They were the ones saying all this and doing all this. So, and now they say Trump's going to put them all in prison. They're the ones trying to put everybody that opposes them in prison, and we've done nothing wrong. They're the ones that have taken over the government. They're the ones using the CIA against the American people. They're the ones dissolving the border. They're the ones starting World War III. They're the ones devaluing the currency. Here's what Trump said. Mark Milley, who led perhaps the most embarrassing moment in American history with his grossly incompetent implementation of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, costing many lives, leaving behind hundreds of American citizens, and handing over billions of dollars of military's finest equipment ever made, will be leaving the military next week. This will be a time for all citizens of the USA to celebrate. This guy turned out to be a woke train wreck who, if the fake news reporting is correct, was actually dealing with China to give them a heads up on the thinking of the President of the United States. This is an act so egregious, in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. And that's just true, folks. Your top general secretly talking to the top general of your main enemy and saying, don't worry, I don't do what the president says. That's totally illegal. That's called being a spy. I'll keep going. Put it back on screen. A war between China and the United States could have been the result of this treasonous act. Bingo. You know, when I had the feds reach out and say, we noticed you got a visa to Russia to go interview people 4 years ago. That's disloyal, and you better not do it. And I challenged the system. You know, I buck them whenever I feel like it's right. I was already thinking about not going because I'm so busy. And also, I'm like, man, people really believe this Russiagate crap. Sure, it'd be a big show, big interviews. It'd be interesting. But you know what? I'm not going to do it because it will give them a weapon to try to make people believe I'm actually a Russian agent. So I didn't go. Now they've done that to Tucker Carlson. And he noticed he didn't go because he got approached by the government. He hasn't given the details, but he didn't give the details of the NSA illegally spying on him. And months later, it came out in Congress. They're like, yeah, we were spying on Tucker Carlson because he was trying to interview Putin then. So why does Megyn Kelly and NBC get to interview him on Dateline? Why did 60 Minutes everybody always be able to go interview Saddam Hussein during the war? Both of them. Why? Because they're controlled. So, I'm being honest, I'm already up against these people. They're already coming after me. I did what Tucker did. And I've never really talked about it in detail until now. I was just like, okay. Because after a couple calls, you know, I mean, we're talking high level, CIA, you name it, FBI. Alex, you're a good guy now. We've been told there's some stuff going to get turned loose on you. You think things bad now. You don't want to be under investigation for espionage. You don't want to go to Russia. That's what Tucker got told. I'll leave it at that. I confirmed it. So at a certain point, you're just like, this country's gone. I mean, you guys are on the phone with the head of the Chinese communists saying, don't worry, I got the nuke codes and Trump isn't in command. And that's what came out. And the media's like, isn't that great? And then I can't go interview people or you're going to sick the CIA even more. And I don't mean shutting down bank accounts or suing me. I mean, you know, planting drugs on you. Having you, quote, carjacked, you get a bullet in your head. And at a certain point, it's a win-win to just expose it. It's a cost-benefit analysis when it gets down to it. But that's where this country is. They threatened me. They threatened Tucker Carlson. I didn't tell anybody this was going on. And then my other contacts, I'll leave it at that, go, hey, you know, high-level CIA, this is a guy that's worked for him a lot. Called me and said, hey, you know, you better watch out. And I'm like, yeah, I've already gotten 2 phone calls. I know, okay? So that's where this is, and that's what's happened to this country. So here's Milley using the psychology on 60 Minutes that, oh, well, when he attacks me, he attacks the entire armed services. No, Milley, you attacked him with critical race theory. You attacked him with transgenderism. You attacked him with the poison shot. You attacked him by not taking care of the barracks and the troops and running them in the ground and creating wokeism to create a purge. So here is the traitor.
President Trump recently said that your dealings with China were so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death.
That's right, he said that. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
He is suggesting that you be punished by death. The former commander-in-chief to his former top military advisor.
Look, I'm a soldier. I've been faithful and loyal to the Constitution of the United States 44 and a half years. And my family and I have sacrificed greatly for this country, my mother and father before them. And, you know, as much as these comments are directed at me, it's also directed at the institution of the military. And there's 2.1 million of us in uniform. And the American people can take it to the bank that all of us, every single one of us, from private to general, we're loyal to that Constitution and we'll never turn our back on it no matter what, no matter what the threats, no matter what the humiliation.
That's enough.
No matter what.
So you can't ever question us because we're all good and we're all perfect. And we don't need any oversight. And we can talk to the Chinese generals and tell them, don't worry, we're really in command. There's a deep state coup here. Trump doesn't run things. And I remember the top Chinese Communist Party had big events where they got up and bragged that, don't worry, the wise men are in charge. Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They actually said that. And Trump isn't running anything. Boy, that sure undermines our country. But it's okay, because General Milley says so. Remember him? Well, I want to investigate number one threat, white people. I'm white, and I want to know about white rage. Number one threat's January 6th and those traitors. We got a lot of bad white people in this country. What a punk. All right, this is such a powerful report. I rarely air reports twice in a row, but it ties into all the breaking huge news on the poison shot front that we're going to be getting to here today, and all these different deaths of athletes. And then Craig Jones, top worldwide grappler, is going to be in studio coming up with in just about 4 or 5 minutes. So please stay with us.
Naomi Wolf and her team at the Daily Clout submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Disease Control, requesting all emails sent and received by Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, Sherry A. Berger, and Kevin Griffiths between the dates of February 1st and May 31st of 2021, containing the word myocarditis. They received hundreds of pages showing that the White House and the entire COVID response team knew that the COVID vaccines were killing people and causing blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They also received 46 additional pages that were not requested. Of these 46 pages, over 80% of them were fully redacted and involved the White House and the Executive Office of the President. These redacted emails were labeled draft White House script and some tough Q&A. They knew in the spring of 2021 that these shots were killing people.
I've said it over and over, and I don't mean to belabor this, but to remind everyone, when Steve says, how could this happen, I always say, from my experience working around a White House, that it can't happen unless the boss says it has to.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He can't do it.
You know, you think I'm afraid of this? Let's do
no,
it.
I.
Here we go. I'm gonna lights out. Take a little sense.
I put this up there. Then that put. Oh, the other.
Back. Well, I've been wanting to get Craig Jones in here. He's the top grappler in the world. He doesn't like to say that, but he recognizes that. I guess his teammate's been off and on the top guy in the world. But he's a good friend of mine. Lives here in Austin for 3 years since the COVID lockdowns, and I guess he decided to stay. He's a great immigrant to our nation, brings a lot to the table. Joe Rogan and Eddie and I love to go out and see some of the big matches he's had here in Austin, of course, one. And it's great to have Craig Jones. Craig Jones, BJJ. On Instagram, just Craig Jones MMA. I'll bring him up everywhere at Craig Jones BJJ at BTEMJJ. And he's got his B-Team Jiu-Jitsu folks here with him here today. So I wanted to get you on about you took one of the shots. I think it was Pfizer, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And you got pretty sick from it. And that was a couple of years ago, so you didn't take the others. I want you to recap that, and now they admit massive myocarditis. They covered it up. Record hundreds and hundreds of deaths in sports. Used to be incredibly rare. Young people in high school dying, girls, boys. It's insane. You know a lot of other athletes, obviously, in hindsight now. Talk about what happened to you, and then since then, what you think really has unfolded here. This is a pretty big scandal.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I got the COVID, Pfizer shot, the first one. I just want to say I got the shot because a lot of people talk about natural immunity, but given my experience with HIV, I was a bit worried about going down that path again. But I had the vaccine, and I ended up getting this swelling in my stomach. It looked like I was pregnant. But that took about a week to disappear, over a week. We had the pictures of it. It looked pretty bad. I still don't know what happened there.
And what was your experience with HIV?
Oh, I was just...
You are quite the joker.
I like you believed it, though. You believed it.
Oh, man.
I thought we were going to take out Kissinger.
That's right.
We didn't hear back from him overnight?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's right. You want to date Kissinger.
Well, that was our path into Bohemian Grove the second time.
That's right. We're going to sink into Bohemian Grove together.
2024.
You know, what happened when you choked me out is I kind of forgot the hour-long podcast we taped and literally didn't know where I was after you'd just done it. I was like, first thing I said is, what did I do?
Yeah, it's a very strange feeling. You, like, don't know. When it's happened to me, I didn't even know who I was, let alone where I was. But you come back. You come back 10 seconds, I can get back to it.
I mean, describe what it's like. How many times have you been choked out?
Ooh, I think only one time proper out. But, like, I was out and awake straight away, but I still, for over 10 seconds, I remember just sitting there being like, who am I? I had no idea who I was. But it comes back pretty quick. You feel that energy boost you had yesterday.
I look over and I go, that's Craig Jones. What's he doing? I was like, where are we? I was like, why am I in my studio? That's why I said, what did I do?
Yeah, I know. That was funny. You were out for probably 10, 15 seconds. You're out a while.
Yeah, I haven't had psychotic breaks since I was about 17, but I had a few psychotic breaks growing up. And so I remember like getting so mad in fights and things and not remembering what happened. And then like coming back and like, where am I? So that's why I was like, what did I do? Like, it felt like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. The memory loss following it's pretty, pretty strange. But so you still don't remember the podcast or?
I remember parts of it now, but it made it foggy. Yeah. Because I guess it kind of erased a lot of memory that happened in the hour before.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a good 30 seconds to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, I thought you were messing with me at first. I was like, oh, he's messing with me. He's playing.
No, yeah, I mean, you couldn't tell it, but if you watch the video now, you can hear it. I say, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
It kind of got scary when you put the pressure on. I was like, whoa, I'm going out.
I thought you were just going, whoa, he's not going to get me.
Oh, yeah. So, again, we didn't just do this as a stunt like Jackass or something. We didn't do it on Joe's podcast because Joe obviously didn't want the liability. But I was only talking about because I'd been knocked out a few times before, and I was talking about the experiences, and I thought it'd be an interesting test. But nobody should do this at home. You could easily get killed.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You need a. That's why we had you lift your arms. It's sometimes hard to tell if someone's unconscious, but when you go unconscious, your arms fall down. As soon as your arms fall down, obviously we know now to let go of the choke.
And also, I started snorting, right?
You snorted, yeah. You fought back to consciousness.
Really?
Fought back in, yeah. It was a strong fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember it felt really good. I was like, oh, this feels good. And I was like, what am I? Where am I? I was
Until it happens, you don't understand David Carradine.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, it feels good. So you can only imagine what the combination would feel like.
It did. I was high as a kite for about 10 minutes. Don't do it, folks.
Yeah, don't do it. What were you saying? What would you do? You said
I was like one of the most popular people in middle school. Because we would choke each other out, and the girls liked it. And, I mean, we would do it. You know, you push them against the wall, boom, they go out.
I believe a lot of women still like it.
They do like it. I've had quite a few girlfriends say, choke me, and I don't do it. So they do like it.
How would you do it in school? You'd push on the chest or something?
No, push on the neck.
Push on the neck.
No, I mean, like, say there's a brick wall here.
Oh, hold them up by the neck.
But, no, just, you know, the carotid arteries are right here.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'll simulate. Stand over here. I'm not going to do it. Don't beat me up. And just crank the mics up. So you're having a
seal. Like that. Oh, yeah. It does feel good.
That's how you do it.
It
probably gave me some brain damage. We probably did it 30, 40 times when I was in eighth grade, and the principals all called us in, and they had, like, the girls all lined up outside and the boys, and, like, who's taught who this? I was taught it by some other kids.
Maybe.
But then I quit. I quit, but it was, yeah.
Maybe you started the trend for
no, I did not start it. Somebody else showed it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a neighbor who had an older hot sister, and I was like 12, and I was always over there hitting on her, and she knew about it, and then she was showing us how to do it.
Did you do it to her, or she did it to you?
She did it to me. I know, she was hot, man. And I never got to go out with her, but the point was, the point is that a girl first choked me out. That's who showed me. And folks, we're not telling young people to do this. You can die. You can get brain damage. It's dangerous.
Yeah, that's for sure. Only if you're going to do it, at least train some jiu-jitsu first, right?
That's the only good place to do it, right?
You want that and in the bedroom with a loved one, maybe, but yeah.
Have you ever had girlfriends ask you to check them out?
For sure, yeah. I don't know where that comes from. I feel like most women like that, right?
They do. And then they say they don't. I don't think most women like the rape fantasy, but they like getting their hair pulled and they like getting choked. I don't think I've ever found one that doesn't.
That's true. Where do you think that comes from?
It's some type of evolutionary deal. Yeah. I mean, you look at how whales mate, you know, a bunch of males chase the female, they're all battling each other and all the rest of it. And That's like survival of the fittest type stuff, I think.
I haven't seen that. Whales. Whales
are- oh, my God. I went to Hawaii once. You see it in Hawaii and Maui. You see it in Puerto Vallarta. It's the only place I've ever seen it there. I've heard about it with the gray whales and the humpbacks. And about 10 males chase the female, sometimes for a day or longer, sometimes not. She'll stop the one she likes, but then they fight. Huge whales go into your boat. They hit each other, blood sprays. They cut themselves. It's wild.
You can watch that. You can go, I'm going to.
You can go watch that. You can watch it in Maui, or that's what Lahaina, its main tourism thing, Lahaina, is whale watching. So I've watched whales twice in Lahaina. And one time I got there, there was like National Geographic and all these helicopters. And they say, this is the best we've ever seen. There's like 50 whales. Get out there. We've only paid like $300 for like 2 hours. So it was so good, we went back out again. There was marine biologists and everything. And they, you're not supposed to get by the whales, but you couldn't stop. They were going under the boat. I mean, huge. Gigantic. And then you see them like 50 yards away. The female stops and the males then just go boom into each other and out of the water. And they're bleeding. I mean, it's wild.
That sounds like a wild show. I saw this document here, the cannabis overuse linked to heart failure and heart attacks. Can you tell me about this?
We're going to have to cover that next hour. We're going to break, do a couple more segments with us, because I want to get serious and move on from the choking. And we're going to play the video next hour, folks. There's claiming, oh, global warming causes heart attacks in young people. Oh, marijuana causes heart attacks. It's all baloney. And I'm not defending that marijuana can't cause some problems or cause some schizophrenia and overuse. The studies are there. I talked about it years ago and got made fun of. And people now know it's true in major studies. But it's the shots that are doing it. And so they're trying to just basically say, oh, global warming, oh, marijuana, oh, slipping on a banana peel, that's what's causing it. But no, it's the shots.
All right. Yeah, I thought I was like, wow, I've doubled down then. Yep.
Well, I've got a – are you a pot smoker?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I in my child custody battle, they go, how many times do you smoke marijuana? And I said, about once a year. And that's because Joe Rogan, you know, he didn't even smoke a lot of pot these days like he used to, but he's always got the best marijuana. Because, you know, the different strains, some of it makes you depressed or paranoid. I never really get paranoid or scared, but I get scared when I smoke pot sometimes. That can be like my truth serum. Like I start getting all anxiety-filled. If it's the wrong strain, I'm not an expert. But I love CBD oil, and it's good for pain. I bet you probably take it.
My body's pretty healthy, luckily. I will sometimes take an edible, but I usually take it too far. Those can go off the deep end with those a bit.
Yeah, one time in college, I was not even a pot smoker then. Somebody said, oh, don't worry, you'll love this brownie. And I ate a brownie and couldn't get out of the chair for about 5 hours. And then one time, Joey Diaz at UFC fights in Houston said, eat this cookie. Oh, it's not strong. And I ate it. And he goes, oh, man, that's like whatever mega dose. Like, and I, again, because they were doing all the pre-fights and stuff, I could not get out of the chair for like 6-7 hours.
It's a paralysis.
And he was sitting next to me laughing at me. I was like, man.
He can eat it. He can handle it, right?
Man, it was unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two with Craig Jones. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Don't